The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. In the next hour, Dr. Pat showcases some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Get ready to live life full out. Here's your host, Dr. Pat Basile.
Hey, everybody. I want to welcome you. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Thank you guys for tuning us in, for turning us on and tuning us in. It is so great to be connected with you today, as we have been for the past 10 years. You know, life gets to be kind of exciting from time to time for me, and I'm sure for you too. But what is it about that excitement that we absolutely love and adore? And what is it about that excitement that we just absolutely cannot take one more minute of? Well, you know, I was waking up this morning. I was getting ready for the show today with Meg Benedicte. And I was just sitting here and I was thinking, oh my gosh, you know, we're going to talk about sludge. We're going to talk about, you know, how to look at some steps. And her work is just absolutely amazing. But we're going to look at some steps to how we can break loose from emotional, physical, and mental sludge. And Meg and I started to talk about this several weeks ago. And I thought to myself, me who created the crust-busting metaphor has absolutely forgotten some of the essentials of what it means to make sure that we are cleaning our pipes out. That's what I'm trying to say, that we are right in the game and we are doing what we need to do. And there's going to be conversation today with Meg so that we can talk about why this is so important and what can each of us do. She's joining me here today. For many of you, you know who she is, but she is the owner of Soulful Services. But more than that, she's somebody that has dedicated her life from a profound psychic awakening, dedicated her life to helping all of us understand what we can do to move the energy so that we can truly live the lives we desire. She has created an amazing approach that, you know, many people worldwide work with her to develop certain skills they need for having that juicy life. And, you know, you've heard us talk about the quantum vortex, which we'll talk about again, quantum healing, and also tapping into that zero point field of vortex energy. What does that mean? Today, we're going to talk about it. We're going to take this journey with Meg as she helps us understand what the chakra system is, what we need to do to move ourselves beyond our patterns, our fears, our belief systems, and how they block us for our health, our well-being, and our prosperity. I want to take a minute and say, I found out yesterday, and I'm going to be talking about this all day. I found out yesterday that a very dear friend of the show, someone who has been known for giving our listeners prosperity cards for the past 10 years, has passed away. And I'm referring to Heidi Baer. And it made all of us here stop for a minute and think about our lives and about our contribution and about how important it is for us to really step into our full selves, as Heidi has always done. Today's show is to discover why our low vibration locks us down and creates a life of struggle and sabotage. Heidi was someone that created the prosperity cards, and she used to call them the har money cards, and was one of the first back in 1992, you know, to create a set of affirmations that was able to hit the public in this particular way. And, you know, when I think about people that come forth in life and I think about what they say yes to, I'm always struck by the opportunities in my own life that I could see right in front of me that I've been too scared, too clogged up, too much sludge to actually take the action that was required. Today's show should be more than insightful for all of us today as we take that journey with Meg down the pathway to make sure that our chakras are clear and that our energy is moving. Because this is our life. And while we're here, you know, we are really called to a different level of action. Meg, welcome to the show. It's great to have you here.
Well, thank you, Pat. Thank you for having me on your show. And I'm just delighted to be with you here today and with your listeners and discussing this topic. Of course, it's near and dear to my heart.
Yes.
And we can just dive in.
Well, thank you for getting up so early to really crank this out here. I know. We're both kind of laughing. We're like, okay. But I've been doing this. This is my 10th year, as a matter of fact, with this particular hour. 10
wow.
years on this hour, right? And continuing to do it and continuing to do what I love to do. But sometimes in life, it is really difficult to even see what that energy flow mm-hmm. might be and how it might affect our lives. Let's give folks a recap real quick, if we could, about, you know, the chakra systems and a system and how you've been working with it and how this conversation about sludge came up.
Yes, definitely. Well, we contain most of our energetic density and lower consciousness in the lower 3D human chakras. And so this is the root chakra, the sacrum, and the solar plexus. Each of the chakras are connected to one of the dimensions in our universe. And so, of course, we're three-dimensional physical humans. So we carry most of our energy where it gets stuck in the lower three chakras. And so this is where I began to work on healing and clearing myself about 20 years ago and realized this ascension process that's happening on the planet is really just about ascending up these chakras in our core pillar and getting them cleared, getting them healed, getting them open so that our own soul life force can be flowing up like a wellspring and feeding us and fueling us. So the root chakra at the pelvic floor deals with more of the primal human energies of grounding to the earth, but also survival. And so this is where a lot of fear can get clogged up and stuck, suppressed rage and persecution, trauma, survival fear, physical abuse, all of this can get really lodged into the lower root chakra. And I've also found that pelvic floor, which really should actually be like a sealed base container so we're not leaking our energy out through the pelvic floor, most of the time that is fractured and it has leaks because of the abuse. So this is a good place to start to create a good foundation so you can hold your life force inside your chakra pillar and feed yourself from it. The second chakra is the sacrum. It deals with passion and creativity and the sexual energy. And a lot of times we can get issues lodged in here of more of like the ego, self-indulgence and pleasure and guilt and sexual addiction. And I found a lot of the times that life force, it's called the Kundalini life force, will get stuck here at the sacrum. And then it just gets pushed into the sexual energy instead of allowing it to rise higher and fueling us up in more of a higher experience of life. So that's the sacrum, the solar plexus, which is right around the belly button there. And this is our power center. This is where we carry our inner will and personal power and strength. It's connected to the digestion and our gut instincts. And we need to heal anywhere the ego will has taken over our lives and controlling our lives and be able to start to replace this with more of our soul's divine will where we're following our actual truth. And it also is around issues of boundary violations, oppression, servitude, shame. This all gets suppressed here. And this is why a lot of people have pain in their belly because it's getting lodged there into the solar plexus. I've also seen the opposite, where the ego has taken over and people are feeling either superior or inferior. This is a standard polarity of the ego that's playing out inside us and around the world. And then finally, this fourth chakra is connected to the fourth dimension of time and space, and this is the heart chakra. And the heart chakra is our bridge from this lower 3D matrix of duality and to be able to rise into the higher fifth dimension of unity consciousness, which is really what is needed to open us up to the quantum field of all possibilities. And so the heart has a lot of wounding, especially in early childhood. It could even have past life wounding that needs to be dealt with. It needs to be resolved and healed. And as we heal these fractures in the heart from the past wounding, what happens, it's called the soul retrieval process. We're able to reunite with these aspects of the soul that were harmed, that have trauma, that were, in a sense, fragmented off, and we can begin to unite the soul energy inside our heart, and then that lifts our frequency up into more of the love frequency, and that's what lifts us into the higher dimensions of higher consciousness. So it is literally improving as we work our way up the chakra pillar and cleaning out the chakras.
Well, this is really for most of us, you know, let's just talk language here for a minute, because this is what I love about this. You know, I don't think there's a person out there right now that hasn't felt heartache.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And let's talk about this for a minute, because heartache and sludge kind of go together. And I'm not just talking about, oh, I lost the love of my life, or, you know, like that. Although that certainly would be right up there, right?
Right, right.
But we go through numerous moments in our day where there's an opportunity for our heart to ache or feel joy, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And a lot of folks don't believe, Meg, that they have the opportunity to be able to say, I know how to manage more joy. And I think this is really a very important conversation, because if we understood in a practical way how to bring more joy and less heartache into our lives, I don't think there's a person out there that wouldn't elect to do so. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah. If you had the ability and the knowledge, the tools to do that, I would think you'd want to be doing that every day.
Yeah.
you would want to bring joy every day.
Yeah, we do. But you know, unless we're clear in some of the other chakras, we don't have the mindset to figure out that we want to do it every day.
We can't even reach it. I have found literally in the chakra pillar, it's like ceilings. The sludge is so thick, it literally, you can't get up to the higher chakra. It's operating like a frequency fence is what we call them. But they're like ceilings. That's how thick it can get. And so, yeah, we need to drill those open so you can keep rising up into the higher dimensional experience, the higher
frequencies. Oh, I love
frequencies.
This.
Yeah.
I love
yeah.
this. Okay, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to keep drilling the sludge. I love this. For those of you out there, you know what I'm talking about. Each and every one of us has it. You know, every time you walk down the street and maybe you show up someplace and you see somebody from your past, somebody that triggers something and your heart aches. Maybe it's an ex. Who knows what it is? But, you know, you drive by that place of employment in the job that you no longer have. You know, what are the things that are touching your heart? You lose a loved one. It doesn't matter what that is. Meg is joining us here today because we're going to drill through the sludge. I love this. Thanks to Meg and her work and much more, we're going to be able to show everyone out there today why this is important and what you can do about it. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Build your better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
Want to know what the best kept secret in Access Consciousness is? It's the Access Gold Club. Demanding more change and the latest and greatest, but can't always get to all the classes you desire? Let Gary and Dane come to you. Join the Gold Club, and each month you'll receive a 60-minute live call, a weekly email on the month's theme containing the latest clearings in written form, and an MP3 loop. Twice a month, receive a brand new video with Gary and Dane. How does it get any better than this? In addition to receiving a CD format of the monthly call mailed to you, you'll also enjoy a surprise bonus gift. Be in on the secret. Join today at www.isnowthetime.com/special-tips.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Successful people accomplish what they set out to do. They make a promise and work hard to keep their word to themselves and to others. Keeping one's word is the simple idea behind a breathtakingly new way to achieve more. Keeping your word is a practice developed by Vladimir Gerasichev, a life coach and business trainer with over 20 years' experience. Visit keepyourword.com to learn more about the transformative technique and check out the free Keep Your Word app. Keeping your word, changing your life forever.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Follow us on Twitter for more great ideas at Voice America Empowerment.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, please call us at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. Now, back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Meg Benedicte is joining us here today. What a great, great series we've been doing on this. You know, practical steps to breaking loose from emotional, mental, and physical sludge. And I love this conversation because I think, Meg, people can relate to this. I know I can relate to it. Mm-hmm. You know, let me tell you how I can relate to it. Then you can help me out around this topic. I was putting together, I have a group of friends, we get together on the weekends, and here's what we do. Not every weekend, but we started to go back in our lives and our history. So we started to visit every decade, right? Mm. My job, of course, is to pull the music together from a certain era. So here I am, 1985. This is now what we're working on, our lives, 1985. 1985 to 1992-ish and 3-ish. And I'm sitting here and I'm pulling the music together and oh my God, I just start to cry. Mm. And I thought, well, first of all, I'm not crying. I know many people are thinking, yeah, it's because it's 80s music. That's why you're crying. But no, there's something about that time in my life and my connection to some of those songs. I mean, think about the songs of that era. Break It to Me Gently, Air Supply, I'm All Out of Love. You know, I can go on and on. But it hits a trigger. So I want to talk with you a little bit about that because I think the heart chakra is so important. Mm-hmm. Even though our minds sometimes believe we have done things to clear things out, you cannot fool your heart. You cannot be cheating with the sludge on the heart, I don't think.
No. And the trauma, emotional trauma, actually gets stored chemically in the cells. So even if your mind thinks you've moved on, that chemical reaction in the cells is what's filling up as sludge. And it's deep grief. I find when I connect with people in sessions and we tap into the heart, it's just, it aches. It's just deep grief in there. And it needs to be healed. It needs to be, you know, it's just gentle, loving care and bring it up. And I found, though, as the energy is stored is how the energy releases. So it will release as the trauma, it will release as the grief, but when we work with it actively and consciously, you don't have to actually re-experience the grief. You just, almost like a bystander, you're observing it coming up and you can feel the ache in it, but you're not actually re-experiencing the pain of it. And that's how we're able to lift it out. And it's heavy-duty stuff, but once that rises up and releases, your heart is immediately lighter and the joy floods in. So that's why we need to clear this out.
Meg, I wanted to ask you a question about what you just said in terms of what happens when we revisit these things.
Yeah.
You know what? You said something very important, and I just don't want to blow by it. You know, one of the things I think you said, and please, I wish you would talk more deeply about it, is we have this idea that we have to go back and revisit the details of our heartbreak and heartache.
Yeah.
Almost like we have to go back and experience the details of something mental or cognitive that happened. In my case, I had a combination of things growing up as a kid. I mean, I stuttered. And, you know, so I had a lot of cognitive things that go on.
Mm-hmm.
But have we moved beyond this idea of let's just drag up the sludge again?
Mm-hmm.
And have we moved beyond that? What have we replaced that with? Do you understand what I'm trying to say here? We had
yes.
a model that says go back, revisit it, get in there. And boy, that is a painful thing.
It is, and most people will do whatever they can to avoid doing that. Because it's awful. Yes, no, we have moved on. We do need to recognize it. So there does need to be an acknowledgement that this pain did happen, that there is a wounding there. And then I find the acknowledgement is 90% of the shift already. And then the last 10% is just now holding that space where it is in that gentle, loving care, and then you can lift that energy out of the cells. That's what we're doing. We're working on the energetic level, and we're lifting it out of the cells, and it comes out as grief, and so you may have a spontaneous crying, like you said. That could happen. That's where the body's releasing it, but you aren't actually having to go back in time and revisit the entire episode. You don't have to do that anymore.
Let's talk about how we start to chip away. As you said, drill some holes. Come on,
yeah,
help us
yeah.
drill some holes here. Do I need the big jackhammer? I used to actually have when the show was called Crossbusting Your Way to an Awesome Life, you know, when we had conversations like this, every 5 minutes our producer would play the jackhammer. Gonna spare you from that.
Thank you.
But you're essentially talking about that. I mean,
yes.
you're really talking about, and up to this point, we've been talking about how do we build up enough muscle? How do we build up enough emotional, psychological, spiritual, you know, muscle or energy so that we can pick up and drill some holes here?
Yeah.
How do we go about this?
Well, I kind of stumbled upon this on without knowing it in 1997, and this is where I began to hear from Spirit that I needed to draw a circle and step into it, and you may want to bring a chair in there because you're going to be in there all the time. And what it was it starting to learn how to use sacred geometry and the vortex energy as my drill, because I think with my, you know, just our mind, we're not able to get this stuff to move. Even with our will, we aren't able to get this stuff to move because it's lodged into the cells. And so I needed a tool to help me, and it was using vortex energy. And for anyone can imagine, if you have ever been in a tornado or if you've seen images of a tornado, in a sense, you're standing in the center of that and you're using that momentum, that spin rate to spin the energy out of the cells. It operates almost like a salad spinner. It's just flinging this out very fast, like a centrifuge in chemistry class. We're getting in there and we're using that momentum to pull it out of the cells and out of the energy body, out of the chakras. And this way then, what would have taken possibly years or lifetimes to clean out, you can do it in matters of minutes. You know, it's very, very accelerated. It's very fast. and you're guiding it with your mind, it, of course, is using both left and right brain to do this technique, and you're guiding it with your commands, with your mind, it responds to you, and so that you can go right into the area where you're feeling that heartache, right? You can pinpoint with your mind right into where it is, direct the vortex to spin there, and that's when things start to break loose and open up.
Well, I would love to be able to do this with you on air here.
Sure.
And, you know, something that you said is very, very important. I mean, is it even possible to get to the other chakras if we're not taking care of the sludge around our heart? I'm just trying to get a sense of this. You know, I've had different people say different things. But you know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
It's like, there's something about the heart chakra that is so integrated into what is, you know, what is above it. And
yeah.
I just don't know exactly how that works. Is that a true, or can you kind of squeak by a little bit?
Well, I have seen some people who have some psychic ability, which would mean then that their sixth chakra, their third eye, is open a bit.
Yep.
But they aren't able to consciously control it yet because the heart is so loaded. So, yes, you can't bypass the heart for much. It is our main hub, in a sense, of the energy body. And it is, of course, it's run on this frequency of love that will elevate you. It's really all about frequency. If you can get enough love, energy, enough joy in the heart, that then opens the doors up to these higher chakras, which would take you into more of the multidimensional universe, more into the astral plane.
Oh, brother, this is so very good. I really understand this. And, you know, I think for those of you out there, this is really important what Meg just said, because I think each of us, to a certain degree, have psychic abilities.
Mm-hmm.
And there may be times in our lives, I know this is true for me, Meg, there may be times in our lives where, you know, we have been able to bypass the heart sludge.
Yeah.
But the bypassing of the heart sludge doesn't mean we have removed it. And so this is really what the next segment's going to be about. You know, what is it that we can do? Meg's going to show us how to get rid of some of that sludge. And to see why this is so important, this is a wonderful personal experiment for all of you out there. You know what your life is today. What happens if you could chip away, as Meg just said, what happens if you could drill a hole in a little bit of that sludge and let your heart ray shine.
Mm.
Give your heart some breathing room. I know, my gosh.
Yes.
Joy is possible. Let's take a short break. Before we do, though, Meg, I'd like to take a minute and have you just tell folks a bit about how they can find out more about you. And you've got a free download as well.
Yes, thank you. My website is newearthcentral.com, newearthcentral.com. And if you sign up to the newsletter, there's an opt-in box there on the front page. You'll get a free download of a vortex meditation that guides you into raising your frequency. And, of course, this will help you ascend up the chakra pillar. It'll help you get that joy, get that love frequency in the heart. And it also has a short little ebook on different steps you can take to continue to raise your frequency. And so that's there for you as our gift when you sign up. And also, too, I opened up a healing center here in Mount Shasta, and so we have a new website for that as well. It's the Mount Shasta Quantum Healing Center.com. And so if you're in the area, we'd love to see you.
I think that's fabulous. Mount Shasta, how incredible is that? We're
going to
take
cool.
a short break. Oh, it's very cool. We're going to take, for those of you, you ought to just go, if you've never heard of Mount Shasta, go ahead and go Google it and just be prepared to just go, oh, just like that. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about how we move beyond the sludge around our heart, why that's important, and how we step into flow. With change, flow with change. You know, if you got the flow, you're ready to go. All right, everybody, we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show, my very special guest, Meg Benedicte.
Friend us on Facebook to keep up with what's empowering the world. Voice America Empowerment.
Questions in Consciousness. People just like you who want to shift and change what isn't working for them, who want to shift and change what isn't working on the planet. Questions. that's about shifting and changing whatever isn't working for you. Consciousness includes everything and judges nothing. Questions in Consciousness, a telecall with like-minded people from all around the world, which gives you the place and space to ask what isn't working for you.
For more information, go to questionsinconsciousness.net. That's questionsinconsciousness.net.
Are you a health-conscious, spiritual woman who is just tired of struggling with food obsession, emotional eating, and constantly having to struggle with weight and food? You aren't alone. The secret is within us, often in releasing internal resistance and blocks to our own success. To learn how to end the war with food and your body now and find peace, go to eatlikeagoddess.com for your free audio. Break free from food obsession and lose weight without trying. That is eatlikeagoddess.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Find out what makes the most successful people tick. Keep listening to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, please call us at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. Now, back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back. I am just so thrilled to have Meg joining us here today. For those of you out there, again, we're going to make sure we have her website. I want to make sure that all of you know about the center that she's opened. Oh, my gosh. It's really kind of cool, Meg, that this is now what I love about what I do. I have worked with more people on radio that have gone through very similar transitions, like the one you've gone through. Yeah. And let's talk about what I mean by that. I mean, you have had to have done the work. You had to. You had to do the work in order for you to manifest what you've manifested. You know, pack up everything, move to Mount Shasta, open up a healing center, come on radio and talk about it and talk about all of these other things. I mean, you are really the living, breathing example of how this all works. But I think what I want to talk about, and this is what we're going to do in this segment, what I want to talk about is that you and me, we're kind of like everybody listening to this. I mean, we don't wake up and sort of radiate and vibrate energy. I mean, we have to work on our own sludge, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
There's no way around it. have to go in and dig out the sludge.
I know. Well, let's give out your website again and also tell folks again about the free download. And then you're going to do something extraordinary with us. You're going to help us remove some of this sludge around our hearts.
Yes, yes. I'll take everyone through the steps to get the vortex running and how to apply it to open up the chakras, open up the chakra pillar, clear the sludge. So my website is newearthcentral.com, and this is where you can get the free download. It's like 20, 30-minute vortex meditation that I guide you through, and it's to help you increase your frequency. And for anyone who's new to working in the vortex, it takes us into a zero-point field of zero gravity when you're inside a vortex that's a vacuum state. And so there's no time. Time does not exist inside the vortex. And so anyone who works with my meditations, you're basically stepping into no time, and I can then work with you directly and help you with the shifts that are happening in your energy field. So anyone who's listening now, you can listen to it later as well, and it will have the same effects. And so that's there for you, as well as a small mini book, e-book that walks you through a very practical steps to change things in your lives that will increase your frequency. And then the new center here in Mount Shasta, our website, you can read up on the different healers and their modalities that they're offering in our events, is mountshastaquantumhealingcenter.com.
Wow. All right. Now, I will tell you, what do we have to do to be prepared for this? Now, let me just be more specific. Should we identify something that's heavy on our hearts at the moment?
Yes.
Or is it a fear? Or could it be just about anything?
Well, I would do that. I do that as well.
Okay.
If there's something
All right.
that is an issue for me, I intend that when I get into the vortex, so I lock onto what it is, and that way then it's being directed to be applied to that energy. And it could be in multiple places as well. It could be in the mind. It could be in the heart. It could be lodged into the cells. So you might feel it as like muscle or muscle tension or aches. And so I just lock on the energy, the issue, and then I let the vortex start to loosen it up wherever it is held in the body. You have to think about it. When you're standing inside such strong velocity, you basically can't hold on to anything. You have to let go, which is the beauty of it. So even the ego can't hold on to past grudges or wounds, right? It just has to let go in the spin, and that's why it can lift in and lift out. Now, for those of you who don't have anything in particular you want to focus on, I would just continue to follow the steps as I guide you through them and see if anything starts to loosen up. What I found is it's so beautiful because it will start to rise to the surface. Anything that's out of balance inside of us, anything that's not in harmony with the flow of the universe. So you may not even have to be locking on anything particular, it will still start to loosen that up. And I found that has happened at times where I'm feeling energy moving. I don't know what it is until it actually rises up, and then I'm able to go, oh, whoa, that was some anger I had with my mother, you know, years ago. So it's just allow how it wants to work with your energy field. We can't really control it. We let it do the magic, and it will start to help. Okay. So also, too, when we get into vortex energy, I always ground myself onto the earth, onto the grounding platform at our feet, at the base of our aura, because you're in a velocity, so you want to be rooted, and we're also going to be running light, and so you need to be grounded. When you run electrical current through your chakras, through your channels, you need to be grounded so you don't short-circuit yourself. So I always sit and have my feet flat on the floor. We actually have feet chakras on the bottom that act like magnets, and they're going to lock onto the grounding platform at the base of our aura. And that's how I start, and then we can start to get this thing moving. Okay?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, so let's just start there first. We're going to just focus with our mind and our intent to lock our feet magnets onto the bottom grounding platform. I always see it like a crystal slab under my feet here, and it's locking into the crystal grids of our new earth. We're getting more and more into the new energies now of the quantum field, so we're getting our feet locked onto that. Okay, I can feel that starting to pull and get sealed. Now let's open up the life force in the chakra pillar. We're going to focus now on our chakras and then get the flow moving in the pillar. So I start with the breath. I just start to open up the breathing into the heart, into the lungs. We're bringing life force in. We're bringing we're bringing light into the lungs, into the heart center. And there's a neural pathway between the two that links them up, so you can start to breathe light right into your heart this way. And then also we're going to create a sacred space around us. I always am very conscious of being in my own private energy, so I'm not spewing energy out, I'm not allowing energy in. So we're going to create like an orb of light. It's shields of light, an orb of light or a ball of light all around the outer boundary of our aura. And it seals here at our feet onto our grounding platform. And I call it the container. It's our actual auric container. All right, get that up and around, 360 degrees all around the outer boundary. All right, and now let's start to activate the vortex. So there is the sacred geometry of Metatron's cube. This is 12 circles around the center, 13th circle, and it's arranged in the geometry of creation of our universe. And so I'm going to embed this under your feet into the grounding platform. It's flat under your feet. And it's crystallizing now, and it's going to start to activate. And as we get this opening up, it's converting those 12 circles to 12 pillars of light. They're going to be shooting up around your body from your feet up, almost like you're in a rotunda. You have these pillars of light shooting up, and they're going to start to operate like tuning forks. So now they're going to begin to tone the body with the sacred sounds of our universe, which is the Om tones. This is the 12 sound waves that connect to the 12 dimensions of our universe, and there they go. They're starting to tone us, and I just reverberate that tone into the heart chakra, into the chakra pillar, at the feet, and when it starts to run into the feet, into the sacred geometry, it begins to get a crystalline vortex of white light to open up from right to left. It's a counterclockwise spin, so as if you're standing on a clock, it's going to go right to left. It's rotating around counterclockwise. Okay, there it goes. So those 12 pillars convert to a vortex of white light. And we just breathe into it, and we start to accelerate it. And we begin to command it to open up all around the entire energy field, around your ball of light. All right, there it goes. And as this is getting accelerated, it's connecting to all the chakras in the body. It's connecting to all the bodies, the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual bodies. It's also connecting to all time, past, present, and future that exists inside your energy field. And it's a connecting to your Akashic records, which is your living library of your history. And this also exists in your unified field, in your energy field. And so as it's opening up, it's allowing us to get into that still point, into that zero point, into the vacuum state in the center of a vortex, and it's allowing us to connect to all that we are. And so this is, again, the sludge as well as our mastery, our knowledge, our divinity. And so as it's opening up, I always go onto a sacred site that will amp it even faster. And so these sacred sites are all around the planet, and they are spin points on the meridians of our planet's grid. So the Pyramid of Giza is the most powerful sacred site spin point that we have on the planet. It's actually a frequency generator. And so I use this to amplify my personal vortex. So I'm going to use the energy of Giza. There we go. We're just going to start to amplify our own vortex even faster. And it starts to spin so fast, it's going into higher octaves. It's going into higher ranges of frequency. That's it. That's what we want. And it begins to build up a momentum at the base pillar here, at our root chakra, at the pelvic floor. Keep spinning it faster. And what we're doing is we're actually spinning every cell. All of our cells are actually torus, and they're in a torus shape, so that's like a donut shape, and they spin. If you've ever seen an image of an atom, right, it's rotating like a gyroscope, it's spinning, and so we're actually spinning every cell faster. And when you can do that, that's when your frequency just goes off the charts. You actually, I'm starting to sweat. I can get hot. It increases your body temperature. It starts to move light in your energy field, in your cells. It actually starts to open the flow up in your chakra pillar. And that's what we want. We want to begin to open up and spiral up from the base of the pelvic floor. And so it's like a rotor-rooter. It's just going to go up your center chakra pillar from the root. We're going to go up, 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 all the way up to the crown portal. spinning up, spinning up through every chakra. And as we keep spinning faster, we're going to go past the crown. We're going up into the higher chakras above the head, which are the astral chakras. And we go all the way up about, it's at least 6 feet above your head, till we get up to the 12th chakra, connects to the 12th dimension. And this is where we connect to our higher self. Our higher self is our connection point to our I am presence, to our soul presence. It's literally representing the soul here for us to communicate to on the earth plane. The higher self, always see it as a big light being. Our higher self also acts as a gatekeeper here at the 12th chakra. And it's opening the star gate. It's opening the doorway of time. It's allowing us to move into the vast sea of the quantum field of the Godhead. And we can start to shift from being a particle field of dense matter, of sludge, to being energy waves of light, like liquid light. And as we pass through, we begin to blend into the vastness of the Godhead, into, it's like floating in a golden pool. You're just beginning to relax in. There's no separation here. There's no density here. It's all light. Our quantum field is actually made of virtual particles of light, popping particles of light. It's like sunlight on water. If you ever saw the sunlight shimmering on the ocean, that's how it appears. And we can start to connect to that and merge into that. And it's here that we connect to our soul presence through our own energy signature. And so we're going to bring our soul's light back down into the body. So again, we're still spinning counterclockwise, but now we're doing a reverse spin back down in. So we're pulling in the downward direction, breathing in, pulling the soul light down into the heart chakra. Of course, the heart's the hub, and this is where we work. Okay, so I'm seeing the golden stream of light coming down and in. I always feel it like warm honey. We're just going to bring it into the heart. Spinning down and in, pulling in, breathing in. And as we bring our soul's light in, we bring the love of Mother, Father in. We're bringing the abundance of our universe, of the quantum field, into the heart. You can let the heart start to open. It can even expand beyond the edge of the body and fill. And as we're bringing the light in, this is what lifts the sludge out, like oil on water. And so let's focus on anything that has been an issue for you, anything that has been traumatizing for you, anything that is causing you pain or dampening your joy or creating fear, anxiety. Let's focus on that experience, focus on that feeling, that sensation, focus on that emotion. And we're going to use the light to start to flush it up. We're going to use the vortex to start to lift it out. Begins to spin up. Begins to lift out. And what we want to do is elevate it and ascend it up into the higher light frequency of Source Creator to transmute it, to dilute it, to shift it. Okay, there we go. We're getting some energy starting to lift out of our chakra pillar, especially I'm feeling coming out of the heart and the solar plexus. Keep focusing in on what you would like to break free from, what you would like to get lighter from, what you would like to put behind you in the past and never experience again. Lifting out heartbreak and grief, fear, anxiety, stress. Keep spinning it out. And as we're lifting these energies up higher into the light, we're going to bring more of our soul's golden light to fill in the places we're clearing. And this is how we convert. This is how we actually start to become whole again. So we're bringing that golden stream into the areas in the heart that are opening. Whew, and it's just like bringing home inside. It's bringing ourself inside. Good. More shifting out, and I'm even feeling some energies coming out of the mind. This could be any kind of mental programming that's really not your truth. It could be OCD. It could be ADHD. It could be even programming that's sabotaging you, like negative thought processes. Let's spin that out. Lift it up. We're using our own divine light to clear it, to lift it, to get free from it. Good. More coming out. And as we continue to clear, we continue to release, we're filling more and more in with our own soul's golden light, and that's bringing us the joy, it's bringing us the relief, it's bringing us that stability and inner strength and confidence, it's bringing our self in, our essence in. Whew, more opening in the heart, Good, more releasing. I can see it. It just literally looks like tar coming out. That's the chemical energy of the pain, of the emotion. So it's just sludge coming up, 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 and out. And so sometimes when I don't really have anything I know for sure to concentrate on, I will say this command as I get into the spin. I now call up all energy that no longer matches my soul frequency, my soul truth, my soul essence. I command it to come up and out now, lifting it up, ascending it up into the light of source, bringing it back home into the light, and allowing my own truth to flow in and fill in. And this is the stream, this is the flow we want always running through us. It's like a river, it's like a wave. You want that running up and down your chakra pillar, very vertical flow, up and down. And that way then life gets smoother, life gets easier, and the heart is lighter, the mind is lighter and quieter. As we get all of the disturbing and discordant energies out of our system, we can even spin out any kind of physical disease that's lodged into the DNA. It's lodged into the cells. You can command that out as well now. Any kind of physical pain, any kind of physical illness, we're not going to allow it to take our life force. We're not going to give our power to it. We're not going to give our light to it. We're not going to keep it alive. We're just going to bring it home back to Source Creator and replace it with our own divine DNA, our own soul codes, our own soul template, our perfect health. And we release, there we go, we release out any of that pain and suffering from illness. And there's emotional pain and illness, so releasing it on all levels, all bodies. Good, good, good. And as that comes up, it starts to disentangle out of us. It starts to unwind out of us. And we just breathe in more and more of our soul truth, our soul blueprint, our soul templates for perfect health and balance and harmony. And we just let that spin as long as it needs, and then it will slow down and go back into the still point when it's completed the clearing. And that completes our activations for today. And so it is.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. I have a question for you about this, Meg. Wow, how powerful is that? You know, once we go through this and experience it, what should people do now? I mean, you know, I know how powerful this was for me. I mean, I'm just like, oh, I think I need to take a nap.
It can actually make you feel tired because the sludge is leaving, and of course, it's dense. And so it can cause a little body fatigue at times. And so just be conscious of that. Be gentle with your body as it's releasing. And I found stay grounded as much as you can. Keep breathing it out. And there's times where I'll actually go and walk. You know, if you can't walk outside, I'll get on a treadmill. But keep the energy moving. You can do yoga. And it's just helping it continue to release until it's out. And that way then it's in this constant flow. You've got the movement now happening inside your chakra pillar.
Wow. Well, next time I hope we're going to talk about, that was so powerful. Next time we're going to talk about the sludge that gets in the way of the other chakras. Oh my gosh, this is so incredible. Meg, thank you so much for joining me here today. One last time, please tell folks about the download and also about your website again. How powerful. Wow.
Yes, yes. Well, if this is new to you, you can actually get a free download meditation where you can work with the technique at newearthcentral.com. And you just sign up for a newsletter, and we'll send it to you with the email. And then also, too, I have a class that's starting next week on October 10th. It's a 10-week teleseminar on how to use a vortex technique to lift yourself out of the 3D world of duality and up into the 5D quantum field. And, of course, this is an advanced class, but if it's for something that you are resonating with and you're ready for, it's starting next week on the 10th. And then if you are in the area and you'd like to join us a meditation circle or open house or sample any of our healers' modalities in Mount Shasta, our website is mountshastaquantumhealingcenter.com.
I am so blessed and honored that you do what you do. Thank you so much, Meg, for joining
me
here today. It's
been
amazing.
Thank you.
Wow. Can't wait to the next one. Well, thank you guys for tuning us in, turning us on right here on the Dr. Pat Show. Very powerful show. If you have missed any part of this at all, this will be available again later on tonight at 8 o'clock. And then, of course, in our archives, which are free to you 24/7. Meg Benedict Day, everyone. We're going to take a short one before we do our next show. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on. Make sure you check out what we're up to at thedrpatshow.com and transformationtalkradio.com. We'll see you soon.
Thank you for joining us today for the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. The Dr. Pat Show can be heard live every Thursday at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America Empowerment Channel and Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. on KKNW AM 1150. So join Dr. Pat live or listen 24/7 at www.thedrpatshow.com.